Every year, we all have at least one professor that, on the first day of class, makes everyone state their name, their major, and something fun we did this summer. But this particular summer, the summer of 2020, a summer so momentous that the year 2020 has been made into a meme, has been different. And as we start our mostly virtual classes, I wonder what the answers will be like. I've been especially curious what this summer has been like for my fellow EMU students who are healthcare workers. As a young nurse or aide who's largely still learning, what has it been like to work in such a critical field where even established professionals seem to have been scrambling, at least at the beginning of the summer? So I asked them. I'm Ronya Kabunsug. This is the Eastern Echo Podcast. Stay tuned to hear from some Eastern Eagles talk to me about what this weird summer has been like.
So, Sydney Fawn or Sydney Fan?
Fawn.
Got it. Okay.
Can you see me? You can't see me, can you?
This is Sydney Fawn, a registered orthopedic nurse at St. Joseph Mercy Ann Arbor. She just graduated from EMU last December and went on vacation with another nursing friend to celebrate.
Costa Rica was like your grad celebration trip.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, we were supposed to go to Thailand first, but we were with a Chinese airline. And so our flight on the way back got canceled. So we were like, we don't want to be stuck in Thailand. So we had to cancel that trip and we went to Costa Rica, thankfully. But we got back from Costa Rica and literally like 2 days after we got back, everyone was like, Eastern shut down. Like all the schools are shut down. Like, so it was weird because like, had we stayed a couple days longer, we would have been stuck in Costa Rica. So I think that was the first day that I was like, oh, this is real. Cause like on our way back, I was like, we're fine. Michigan's fine. We'll be fine. And like, even at the hospital, we were like all in denial. But then once I came back, I was like, oh yeah, no, like this is real.
So when you came back, did you feel like blindsided or had St. Joe's been talking about it and kind of preparing?
Both. Like we were talking about it. I don't know. Yeah, we were talking about it and like we were getting emails of like, these are the protocols. And like, I think all the employees were in denial about it, but like all the higher ups were like emailing us and trying to prepare us for it. And before I even left for Costa Rica, they like trained me on how to like put on PPE for Corona patients. So like we were already preparing for it, but I was thinking, I was like, this is just a precautionary measure. We're not actually going to have to do this. And then once I got back from work, like that was like a culture shock.
Back in mid-March, when the first two cases hit and like were confirmed in state, what was on your mind? Like, were you scared? Were you worried?
Definitely all of the above. It's what was scary the most was that my boyfriend who I'm living with, he has multiple sclerosis. So he takes immunosuppressants. So he's like, at the time, you know, like not much was known about the pandemic. So we didn't know how careful we had to be. And because I was hearing about like healthcare workers like moving out to keep their family safe and all that stuff. But I stopped my job as a patient care technician at the end of February at St. Joe's. And then I was supposed to restart my new position as a nurse in the middle of March. So like literally right when like everything spiked, I had my orientation as a nurse. But then as my start date kept getting closer and closer, my boyfriend and I were like, should I move out? Like, should I, whatever. So I was like, by the time I start, I'm probably going to have to like have direct contact with Corona patients. So I had to ask him if he felt safe with me coming home or if he would like me to move out for a little while.
Luckily, Sydney's floor ended up staying a clean unit where any patients that tested negative for coronavirus were cared for. But that means her unit started taking all kinds of patients.
So instead of taking care of my normal patient population, which is normally orthopedic patients, which is like hip replacements, knee replacements, and like post-op patients, we were getting like everything. So luckily they were keeping my unit clean, but I was like, we don't really know how the virus behaves, so might as well just like try to keep them safe. So I moved out for like a month and a half. In terms of myself, I wasn't really like too worried. I was just scared for my boyfriend's health, and he was very worried. And like, we had a very weird like relationship for a while. Like when I first started going to work, he like didn't want to kiss me, but I was like, I think it's okay. Like, you know, I'm doing everything that's safe. Like I'm taking the necessary precautions to keep you safe and stuff. So it was just like a very weird dynamic in the house for a little while.
Yeah. Are you living with your boyfriend now? Like, have you moved back?
Yeah, I moved back Memorial Day. I was gone for like a month and a half. Things started to die down around then. We've been a little bit more like lax since then. So now it's fine. But I still come home and like I we're able to leave with our scrubs on now. Like we don't have to change before we leave work, but I still like take my scrubs off the second I get home and take a shower. Yeah, right now I'm just like I kind of want the world to be opened up back up. Like I'm still going out and stuff, and I feel safe, and I feel like I'm keeping other people safe. Like I'm still wearing a mask and everything, and I'm still washing my hands. But I think if people are just have the normal hygiene that we should have had before this whole thing, then it would have been fine. Because this is just making me realize how often people don't wash their hands. So.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Gia Lin is another recent EMU grad that I got to talk to. She earned her degree in health administration last spring, and she'll be going to grad school in the fall. But for the summer, she's been working too. For the past few years, she has been a home healthcare aide, providing general care to patients, mostly elderly people.
Right now, I'm just taking care of one patient, and then she's like, live alone in her home, and then she just needs some help with her dinner, because like her legs are getting bad, so like she cannot move really well.
So when COVID started and Michigan started going into lockdown, did COVID change any of the ways that you had to care for your clients?
Yeah, I had to be more careful when I come in contact with them, because they are elderly, which are high risk for the disease. So I do make sure that I wear my mask when I along with them, and then I wash my hands often, and I wear my gloves and everything like that. Yeah, but they have been pretty knowledge about the things that's going on, because like they've been watching the news, and then their family has been telling them that the things are going on right now, and they do know like what to do and stuff. So I was not too worried about that.
Outside of work, Gia says she's staying as careful as possible.
Yeah, have you been like keeping up with all the different news about the coronavirus, or has it just been like an overwhelming thing to listen to at this point?
Oh yeah, especially it's kind of overwhelming, but to see the numbers. But like in general, I just being really careful when I go out. I make sure I wear my mask, and when I go to like public space, like grocery stores and stuff, and then I will wear my gloves. Like I will just do my personal, like my part to make sure that people are protected. And I mean, myself are protected from people, and I also protected others from not getting anything from me if I do like get that, you know.
Back in March, when the first two cases were confirmed in Michigan, were you really worried then, or did you kind of just feel like, okay, if we are careful, there's a very low risk of transmitting COVID to any of the clients?
Honestly, I kind of see it coming, because it has the sign, like back in January, actually, like there was cases found in the United States, just not in Michigan, in other states. So I wasn't really surprised or really like panic and stuff, and I'm from China. Mm-hmm. So like, because it's first found in Wuhan, which is the like they first found the first cases in China, in Wuhan. So I also keep watching the news and stuff, and I also see like there's some cases in other states like California or New York. So I do see it coming. I just not surprised. Like sooner or later, it's like people is not taking precautions, it's gonna come.
Her family lives in Fujian, a southern province of China. It's near Taiwan. She first heard about the coronavirus from family members and from the Weibo app. It's a Chinese microblogging app, kind of like Twitter. Back in January or February, Gia attempted to buy masks here in the U.S. to ship to her family so they could stay safe when they went out in public.
Because when it started in China, I was worried about my family in there. So I have kind of just want to buy some like supplies, like masks and stuff, and send them back. But like I couldn't find it anywhere in the United States by that time already.
Even that early, before the first coronavirus cases were confirmed in Michigan, she couldn't find any masks. The places she looked were all sold out. Later, once COVID-19 became a more proximal threat here in Michigan,
then my family started to worry in China, and then they started to send me the mask and stuff, and then that's when I just like get everything prepared to just protect myself and my people around.
It seems like you've been just very not worried for the past few months, but do you still feel the same now that things are opening back up, or is that building any worry in you?
I kind of see the news these days that with like, I think most of the states are open up right now, and I do see the numbers going up and up, and then I do worry. I'm like, oh, you guys need to chill down because I see people everywhere. And they just go everywhere. They don't seem to care, or I don't see people really follow the guidelines like wearing a mask or anything. So that's the main concern that I have for people.
Mara Jaworski seems to feel the same lately. But back in March, she was in the same boat as Sydney, and if I'm being honest, myself, we were pretty unaware of what was coming.
At the beginning, I was just kind of excited for like a little bit longer of a spring break. I was like, yay, a couple weeks. I really didn't think that it was going to be this big. I was thinking about it a little bit, but I wasn't super concerned about it.
Had you heard about coronavirus before that point? Like, were you following that news?
Yeah, I heard about it a little bit. There had been talk in a hospital about it a little bit prior to like when school canceled. It was just probably a couple weeks before I'd heard about it. But we really didn't know what was going on. Like, we heard that like some of the higher ups in the hospital were like kind of preparing for something, but like we didn't really know to what extent.
Mara will apply to med school in the spring, but for now she's a nursing aide at St. Anne Mercy Hospital in Toledo. Ohio seems to be doing about as well as Michigan in battling the coronavirus. According to the CDC, as of August 12th, Ohio has had 880 cases of COVID-19 per 100,000 people. Michigan's rate is a little higher, with 983 cases per 100,000 people. But St. Anne is an objectively smaller hospital, with around 100 beds. For comparison, St. Joseph Mercy Ann Arbor has over 500 beds.
This week alone, I've had 3 COVID cases on my floor alone that we're not supposed to have the COVID cases. They're supposed to be sent to the ICU, but they miss them, and when they have to get tested before surgery, and since my floor is a surgical floor, we're catching a lot of them. So it's kind of scary just being around those people all the time when I just have like a little paper mask, but it is what it is.
We had this conversation in mid-July, and during that week, 38 new coronavirus patients were hospitalized in Lucas County, Ohio, where St. Anne is located. Obviously, working in a hospital is already a challenge, but there are a few days that stick out in her mind as really testing her mental and emotional limits.
We had a patient pass away on our floor with COVID, and I had to tell their family, because at the beginning of it, we had no visitors at all and no exceptions for anything. Like, you, even if it was an end-of-life situation, which has changed now, but at the time, even if they were in an end-of-life situation, they were not allowed to have visitors. And I, because the patient had just passed away, so the nurses and the leads and like the managers and all that were kind of dealing with the situation there, because like it's not just like a regular person passes away, because there's so many things you have to do to contain the virus. So it was like a whole thing. So I was in charge of telling the family that was downstairs waiting to come like say goodbye to the body that they could not come up. So that was the day I was like, that's hard. Like, and then the second time was when I was in a one-on-one. So it was a patient with some developmental disabilities, and they were COVID positive, and I had to sit in the room with him for the full 13-hour shift. And that was the day that, well, I had to wear all of everything. So I had like the PAPR on, I had a mask on, an N95 mask on, a regular like cotton mask on, my gown, all that stuff. And I had to sit there for 13 straight hours. Like, and I don't blame like anybody for it, because like everyone else is working just as hard in other rooms, but like not getting a break, not getting anything for 13 straight hours, I was like, this is not it. But I mean, like, who else is going to sit with him? Like, I was glad at least I got to sit with him and keep him calm. Like, he obviously was in a new situation that he wasn't familiar with, and having developmental disabilities, like, I could only imagine what he was going through. So, like, I'm glad it was at least someone like me who has a little bit of experience in my past work with people with developmental disabilities that I was able to kind of calm him down and we could color together and stuff. But that was the day I'm like, this is bad for all people, but like, people with developmental disabilities are more susceptible to it because they don't know when to wash their hands and stuff like that. So I don't know, that was hard too, just realizing that it's affecting people on such a larger scale than I think that a lot of people realize.
Did you ever think about leaving?
There was a point, yeah, when I was during finals week, I was working night shifts and day shifts. I wouldn't sleep for like 2 days because I'd work like a night shift and then I'd have like an exam for school and then I'd work a night shift and then a day shift. So I was like, I was not sleeping for a few days on end. And I was like, I don't know if this is really worth it. Like, I'm not getting paid that much. But I knew that the people that I was taking care of were really thankful for what I was doing. And like, I was getting a lot of experience that I am going to need when I enter the medical field, like in my real job. So, I mean, I stuck it out and it's a lot better now, but there's definitely a point where I was like, I don't want to endanger myself. I don't want to endanger my family. But I don't know, there was definitely a point during the thick of finals week, and it lined up perfectly with the thick of COVID and finals week. So I was like, it was not a good couple weeks for me, but I stuck it out. We're doing okay now.
Dang, I can't even imagine. Finals week alone is like,
I know,
the worst possible thing that happened.
Yeah, it was not fun.
Are you still having days like that, or has it just kind of become like, okay, I'm going in, I gotta like do the job?
Yeah, I would say last week I'd say it's gotten better, but this week I think it's going back the other way.
Are you still gonna be working there when we start school in the fall?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go to school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I'll work Thursday, Sunday here.
Are you hopeful about the next few months that things are gonna calm down a little? Are you worried?
I'm hopeful. With a lot of the mask mandates, I think that will help at least a little bit. I think they're mandated in Michigan, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're mandated in all of Ohio yet, but I know they are. They're not. My mom is saying no. At least in Toledo they are, which is nice. So I think for at least my hospital with mandated masks in Toledo, hopefully will be at least a little bit better. But I don't know. I know like where my parents live, where I grew up, it's definitely more conservative of a town and nobody will wear a mask. And it's like, it's all like government hoax stuff. So they refuse to even touch a mask. So I don't know. I'm hopeful because I'm a positive person and I would like to think that it will be better, but I'm not really sure.
Mara's uncertainty is certainly justified. If you haven't heard, EMU just postponed move-in for campus residents until September 17, and more classes are set to transition online. Summer's wrapping up, but the coronavirus pandemic certainly isn't. So as we move into the fall, let's stay vigilant, stay patient, and let's keep thanking our healthcare workers. Thank you so much to Sydney Fawn, Gia Lin, and Mara Jaworski for sharing their experiences with us. And if you're a healthcare worker or other essential worker, thank you. This episode of the Eastern Echo podcast was written by myself, Ronia Kabunsug. You can find more coverage of Ypsilanti and EMU news at easternecho.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Monday.